This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, April 15, 2021. We will begin Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, 22a, the first section, the black text. All right, so these two Talmidei Chachamim, they go and they visit Abba Umna, and they get taken care of, they get the mats. And then, Litzafra, in the morning, they do something unbelievable. Karchinu v'shaklinu. They roll up the mats and they steal them. Right? They take them. V'kamu, and they get up. V'nafkalu l'shuka, and they go to the marketplace. V'ashkechinu, so Abba, you know, the Abba, the bloodletter, Abba Umna, comes and finds them in the marketplace. So Amar Le, they say to him, l'shai me'mar, heichi shavu. Right? Can you appraise the rugs? Evaluate them. How much are they worth? So Amalei, so Abba Umna says, Hachi v'hachi, right? This is what they're worth. The two Talmidei Chachamim say back, Amalei b'dilma shavu tvei, maybe they're worth more, right? Maybe the value is greater. And he says to them, Amalei b'hachi shakilna, no, I bought them. I actually know what they cost, right? I bought them for that amount. This is exactly what they cost. Now this, of course, they're doing this on purpose. They're not actually thieves, right? They're doing this as part of some exercise to test him. So Amru Lei, the two scholars say to Abba Umna, Didchaninu, Vishaklinu Minach, these are yours, and we took them, which of course he knows. So Amru Lei, they say to him again, B'matusa Minach, B'mai Chash Detinan, right, when we took them from you, what did you think was happening? Right, what did you suspect? So Amru Lei, Abba Umna, who really seems to be this unbelievable tzaddik, says Amina Pidyon Shvuyun Ikla Le the Rabbanan. There must have been a case of redemption of captives that appeared before the rabbis. You guys had to take care of it. You were embarrassed to tell me about it. So you took it. And you're going to use that to ransom the captives. Because why else would Talmidei Chachamim steal? Must be something like that. So Amru Lei, they said to him, they're very impressed, obviously. Al-Hashda Nashkalin Humar, so good buddy, you could take him back now, right? You passed the test, flying colors, please take him back. And the story gets even better for Abba Umna. Amru Lei says to them, Ahu Shaita, from that moment, Aschatinu Midai Telitztaka. No, I actually dedicated those rugs to Tztaka. I can't take him back. Right, the moment I saw you take them, I said, oh, they're going to use them for tzedakah. So I dedicated them to tzedakah. I can't take them back. That is why Abba Umna got the daily correspondence from the Kul Yeshiva on high. So now, Habakachal Shadayte the Rav Mishum Abaye. So Abaye, at least got a weekly call. Rav gets the Erev Yom Kippur one. And he's worried. He's like, oh, my goodness, why is Abaye so much greater? Or why am I not better? Whatever it is. So Amur Le, they said to Rava, Mistayech, calm down, don't worry, the Kamiganis Akula Kracha. You're so great, you are protecting the entire city. Don't worry about it at all. Okay. So now Rav Broka Chuzah, Rav Broka the visionary, right? The Chuzah. Havishchiach Bishukah de Belefet. So he was usually, you know, could be found in the shuk of the house of Lefet. Right there, you know, the shuk. Havishchiach Eliyahu Gabay, and lo and behold, Eliyahu Navi would frequently be found by him. Right, cool place to be. Amar Lei, so Rav Broka says to Eliyahu Navi, Ika b'hayshuka bar alma da'ase, is there somebody here who is a bar alma da'asi, a man of the world to come, alma the world da'asi to come. Okay. Amar Lei, lo. He said, no, currently no. Not now. All right, that's unfortunate. Adahachi b'hachi, as the time passed, Chazala hu gavra, sees this guy, devesayim misane uchmi, he's wearing black shoes, velo rami chutz d'tchelta b'glimia, he doesn't have a string of tcheles on his garment. He's not wearing tzitzis. All right, black shoes was not something that that they used to wear. Okay, so that's right. He's wearing shoes Jews didn't wear. He's not wearing tzitzis. Right now, Rav Broka is thinking to himself, really, this is the guy. this is the guy of the world, you know, a Bar Olam Haba, son of the world to come. Really? But he saw this guy, and Amalei says, "Hi, Bar Amal Dasihu." And the Yohanan Nabi tells him that guy is the son of the world to come. So Rahid Abbasrei ran after him. Right? Broken runs after him. He wants to meet him. Amalei Mayuv Dex says, "What's your occupation? Right? What do you do?" So Amalei, "Zeal Aidna Basalamachar. Leave me alone today, come back tomorrow." Right? Literally, zeal, go away today, come back tomorrow. Leave me alone. Not an auspicious beginning. So the Machar comes back tomorrow. He's intrigued. Amarlei, Mayuvdech, what is your profession? Amarlei says back to him, Zandukna Ana, I am a prison guard. The Asarna Gabre the Chud Venashi the Chud, but I keep the men and the women separate. All right, there is this big piece on Sneas in these two Gemaras. So we can be reminded of that, need a reminder of that in today's society. Viramina purai benhani lahani. I place a bed between the two. I make a separation. Kihechi delo leisu lide isura, so that the prisoners themselves should not come to sin. Ki chazina bat Yisrael, when I see a Jewish woman, a Jewish daughter, diahiba nachrim ala einayu, that I see the non-Jews have their eyes towards her, upon her. Masarna nafshai, I am most nefesh, I extend myself, I put myself at risk. Umatzilna la, and I try and save her. Yomachad, there was one day, havas na'ara mi'urasa, there was an engaged young woman, gaban diavu beinachri einayu, and the Gentiles, their eyes were upon her, they wanted her. Shakle Durdaya de Chama. I took the leads, the leftovers from the wine, the red mush. Vishade bet la bishifula, and I threw it on the lower part of her dress. Ve'amre distanai, and I said to her, "No, you don't want her now. She's having her period." All right, that's one way to save this Nara Hameurasa. All right, so here is another. Right, when we think of the Bar Olam Haba, we think of the scholars and the sages. This is a person who extends himself on behalf of other Jews and puts himself out. That's a Bar Olam Haba. Come back tomorrow. We'll see the continuation of that story, but this concludes our learning for today.